You're listening to Superpower Creatives on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that sparks the superpowers of musicians and artists to ignite change.
All the little men, will they get the chance to come back?
All right, hello. This is David Dunmar, your host of Superpower Creatives, and you're listening to the debut episode of the show. I believe everyone is a creator, and it's this inherent birthright that's the source of our superpowers. Stepping into this personal authority is scary, though. This show celebrates creatives to stay true to who they really are, making a living using their creative superpowers. The stories they share will excite and inspire listeners to do the same, making positive change in our world. It's my true joy to introduce our guest for today's show. She's someone I absolutely adore and love. Tonya Dunn-Rekla is Executive Director of Superpower Experts, where she spends her days convincing people superpowers are real. She's honed her superpowers and cracked the code of enlightened self-actualization. She believes everyone has the power to create a multidimensional existence and master the human experience. She's helping people to believe in their own unique superpowers so they can start knowing that they are real. And she does all this in the most beautiful way. It's such a treat for me, and I know it will be for you as well to hear some of her powerful wisdom today. Tonya, hello. Thank you so much for being here. It means everything. It's the world to me. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. I love this show, and I love the fact that you're the one hosting it. This has been such an amazing birthing process to witness through you, and I'm so incredibly honored to have journeyed beside you and to be able to witness it coming to fruition. So thank you so much for stepping up to be a voice in the Superpower Up podcast arena.
Well, it's my privilege and joy. Thank you for those kind words. It's very exciting. So thank you for all that you just shared. And for the listeners today, we're talking about our show, Superpower Creatives, in the context of how superpower experts came to be. That without that vision by Tonya, our guest today, this show would not be happening right now. So as you well know, Tonya, we like to roll into our first question. Which is kind of an obvious one, but here it is. Tonya, what is your creative superpower?
This is so exciting to me. So it's so funny because all of our shows obviously talk about the superpower stuff, and each of them are these nuances of kind of the different angles of where superpowers come into our lives. And I love the creatives question because I think it gets really disregarded in most conversations because, you know, we're such a practical kind of, especially in business and entrepreneurship, the, you know, what works, what doesn't, and all this stuff. And while we're starting to have more dialogue around the creation piece and the creative piece, I, for one, feel like that needs to be front and center in most of the businesses that I'm seeing come to fruition these days. And so with regard to that, the number one creative superpower that I have is, interestingly enough, like my willingness to be creative. And that wasn't natural. Let me reframe that. I think it's the most natural thing in the world for all of us. I hadn't normalized it in my existence. My existence was quite the opposite. And so my willingness to play, my willingness to kind of say, well, what if? And it really, superpower experts and this entire endeavor was birthed out of this one pivotal decision point. I mean, of course, there was a lot leading up to that, but this one pivotal moment of, am I willing to play? And I really had to sit in that and be like, okay, if I'm going to operate off of the assumption and the bias that we create the world that we see, at what point in time am I going to step up and say, well, then I get to create the one I want to see? And when I made that decision, it was like, you know, the heavens opened up and the hallelujah chorus and, oh, you know, everything happened all at once. And it was like, that was it. It was like the simplest thing in the world, but it was having the courage to say, because here's the kicker. When you do that, you can't come back from that place. Like, you can't then blame something outside of yourself or blame somebody else for what you're seeing or blame anything for what you're enduring, quote unquote. It's you and you alone. And so when you take that step into that space, it really is leaving behind anywhere where you might be shirking your responsibility. And but ironically, totally beautifully, it opens up this amazing, like a blank canvas, and you get to do and paint and draw and sing and dance in any way you want to in that space. And it's so amazingly powerful.
Oh, I just love that. I mean, the way you describe it, I sort of felt like I was I was there with you at that pivotal moment where you decided, you asked that question, am I going to play? And, you know, am I going to do this? And I'm so intrigued by that. Would you be willing to go into that moment a little bit with a little more depth to sort of put a little, paint a little more picture around that moment? Because I'm real curious about what, if there's like one part of that experience at that moment that you could describe in your own unique way to really bring home how powerful that was for you to experience. I'd love to hear about that.
Absolutely. Well, I think it was really the culmination of about a 10-year journey. And I would say that because I think it was around 10 years. I can't say for certain. But prior to that, I remember having an experience when I left government the first time. I was a counterintelligence agent and, had been living in the spy world and doing all that work.
Wow.
And when I left there, it was to kind of pursue entrepreneurship, right? I justified it by saying, oh, I'm going to go make $1 million. I hired a business coach, all this stuff happened. And of course, I had no idea what I was in for, but that was good, right? If I had, yes. I probably wouldn't have done it.
No, I wouldn't.
And in the midst of that, I remember like 5 months into this kind of journey where I hadn't made $1 million yet. And I had spent close to that, had moved somewhere where I didn't know anybody. And I mean, it was just all of these things, right? It was my Job moment, if you will, like everything got ripped away. And I remember lying on the floor of my apartment and I mean, just crying, like literally feeling like I was being split in two. And I knew there were these two kind of warring factions inside of me. And at that point in time, I just wasn't strong enough. Is the story I overlaid it with. Like I now see the beauty and the journey, obviously, that unfolded from that place. But in that moment, I felt defeat. And I remember saying, I don't care what happens. I need this to be over. I'm just not strong enough to push through this right now. And I could almost hear the ego aspect of me kind of like, hee, 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 I won, kind of the devil component, if you will, being like, I got her back, that kind of thing. Cause I was just done. I was exhausted. I was scared. I was alone. I mean, it was just, it couldn't have been worse, quote unquote. Right. I mean, I guess it could have been, I at least had a floor of an apartment to live in.
And the floor was there, but you were all on it. Yeah.
But of course that opened the doorway for me meeting Justin and birthing Neva and this whole other trajectory. So it really was a pivotal moment, just not quite in the way that, obviously if I could rewrite history as, this magnificent self, it wouldn't have gone that way. But that's really how it unfolded. And then fast forward to, 10 years later, where I felt like I was at the same decision point. It wasn't the Job moment, but it really was this, what am I going to choose? And it didn't appear to me as like life or death, as it did the previous time, but it appeared to me as, like, okay, you've exhausted this now. Like, and now of course I've gone on to create a construct around it and to provide languaging around it where I was at the end of that, what I call the evolved consciousness, right? Where it's like, I've done all the work. I've, done the personal growth. I've done the spiritual development. I've done all of that. Now what? And I was standing on that precipice. And the secret to when you're standing on that precipice is, are you willing to jump? And I remembered I was brought back to that moment 10 years prior. And it's like, I knew in that moment that I had made the decision to align myself with my fear and take some conservative steps. And as I've outlined, that really did open me up on a whole different life trajectory. But that wasn't available to me now because I had done that, right? I wasn't leaving my husband. I wasn't walking away from my daughter. Like this was the life we had created. So it's like, what now? What do we do with this? And I checked all the boxes that I needed to check there. And I remember it was presented to me as an invitation from a friend of mine to kind of play in some spaces that I wasn't real comfortable with. And my logical mind was like, this is crazy, this is nuts. Like, it was a lot of the woo-woo stuff that, you know, the astral travel and some of you know, the time bending and all that stuff. And I was like, not real sure that I'm interested in that. Like, thanks anyway. Like, what if that got out, right? We were running a really successful corporate counterintelligence firm. And I'm like, oh, I've got a reputation here, you know? And so it was hard to be presented with that kind of invitation. And what I sat with was what I said earlier, which was this, underneath all of that, however it appeared to me, was the invitation to play. And I had a face like, okay, everything, you know, it's like where everybody gets to, like, you've done all this work and your world didn't really change. And so everybody's kind of scratching their heads going, I followed the secret and I did all this stuff. Like, when am I going to see this new world that everybody's talking about? Well, of course we've been in it the whole time. It's just, it's a frequency thing. And unless you're willing to step into a new frequency, you can't see it, which is funny because we like to wait for proof of it, but it's like, you're never going to see proof of it until you step into that new frequency. And that was the space I was sitting in, where it was like, the invitation was to take a leap of faith and be willing to jump into something I couldn't see. And it shook me because I prided myself on being very logical and very rational, and I'm incredibly intelligent and da 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 da, you know, but this, I needed that component to add into the mix. And it's, to me, it's like the height of creativity. Are you willing to take ownership for the fact that you create your world? And that's the invitation we're all presented with all the time. It's just scary as hell for a lot of us to take advantage of that invitation.
Wow. And it is. And when you described all that, I mean, and you mentioned it a couple of times, it really did sound like that ultimate jump, you know, to take the jump, the leap into this unknown, but that creativity piece needed to be complete by all of that you just described, which is awesome stuff. Well, we're going to take a quick break, if it's okay, Tonya, and I really want to expand on some of the things you mentioned, particularly evolved consciousness and a little bit about frequency, to maybe add some added context for our listeners so they can maybe apply some of this to their own life and get some understanding about what they're doing. So, but before we do that, we're going to jump into the break, but let's tell people where they can find out more about you.
Oh, absolutely. So then go to superpowerexperts.com, and on the homepage, we have a really cool quiz. If you want to find out one of your predisposed superpowers, it is my invitation to you to come play. No obligation, nothing. It truly is free. And I really encourage all of you to take advantage of that.
And I do too. And that's fantastic stuff. And you all have to go check it out. It's really exciting and really amazing things going on. So we've been talking with Tonya Dawn Reckla today about superpower creatives and superpower experts, to which our show is a happy member of this exciting platform, and Tonya sharing how it all came to be. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to walk you through exactly how you can get started in the net and apply some of these things that Tonya's sharing about her experience creating superpower experts, and you can be a part of it too, so just like I am. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the Net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Superpower Creatives, and today we're talking with Tonya Dawn Reckla, founder and executive director of Superpower Experts and the Superpower Podcast, which our show is happily a part of. So Tonya, I'd love to circle back to where we left off before the break. You mentioned something that I wrote down here, evolved consciousness. It sounds like when that came into play, that's the spot where you knew that you were stepping into that power, to that authority that was so scary as hell. Would you mind just kind of continuing a little bit more about, you know, that evolved consciousness and then the frequency? You mentioned how without finding your place in that frequency, that it things have to be aligned, that resonance has to be there, or without it, you know, things just aren't going to be connecting the way they're supposed to. Could you share a little bit more about how those two components were so critical for you to get to where you are today, and having created this amazing vehicle for amazing, powerful people? If you could tell a little more about those two items, that I would love to hear more about that.
Absolutely. So the evolved consciousness came out of when I started. You know, after I, you know, accepted the invitation to really play in these spaces, I didn't know what to call that space. And so I just kept asking, and what I heard was abstract frequency. And because nothing's what it appears to be there. Like everything's backwards. It's like opposite day, cause and effect, or it's like a fun house, right? It feels like you're like, I kept hearing the circus theme, like, you know, in my head the whole time. Like when I first stepped into it, like, what is going on here? And all you can do is laugh because you're like, oh, I don't like, it really feels like a, you know, you're on this constant trip, if you will. And so so I started to try to describe it to people. And of course they were like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so I said, okay, so look at it this way. Like we've got like the traditional mindset, which is where most of the people in the world live. And then you've got this abstract frequency. It's like, there's these two different places, right? And so some people come from here and this and that. Well, most of the people I was talking to are people who've done some journeying. And so they knew in their minds that they had already kind of broken out of the matrix. And so they knew that they didn't fall into the category of the traditional mindset. So they're like, well, I must be in the abstract frequency. I'm like, no, you're not, you know? And I'm like, how can I describe this? And it dawned on me that, you know, people like to get credit for the work that they've done, right? So we don't like to be told, like especially people right as they're coming on up to the cusp of that, evolved consciousness, where the evolved consciousness meets abstract frequency, or another way to describe it is people are climbing their mountain, you know, on their own hero's journey. When they get closer and closer to the top, they really don't want to be told that they're not there yet. It's super frustrating and irritating to people. Yeah. And so, so I was like, okay, we've got to, like, in order for people to really hear that there's something after this, they have to buy into it, right? That we have to meet them where they're at in this. And so I realized I needed a middle ground. And so that's where evolved consciousness came from. So then I broke the theory down into, like, you've got traditional mindset, evolved consciousness, and then the abstract frequency. And the people that I connect with, you know, my people, none of them are in the traditional mindset. Like, I don't even see those people anymore, right? I get that they exist in the world somewhere, but I forget, right? I forget that that's even a thing. Like, that people are not even in conscious awareness that they are a spirit, you know. It's like the elementary stuff, and I'm like, huh, like that's a thing anymore? Like, people think that way? I just totally forget that. And so so I'm completely out of touch with those individuals. But my people are the ones who are right at the cusp, right? And so they've done the journey, they've done the work, and they're not looking for anyway, most of them have a high degree of intolerance to anything that feels the same. And so, because they know something, that they're on the brink of something different, but they don't know what it is. And nobody's talking, and nobody's saying, hey, guess what comes next? and nobody's calling it out and saying, hey, folks, like, great, we broke out of the matrix, but all we did was build another construct. That's all we did. Like, and that's what we do. Like, it's no fault, no harm, no foul, but it's what we do. So you're going to have to break out of this one too, right? And there's a lot of people who built very successful and financially stable businesses on the premise that they had arrived. And most of them are facing a pretty rude awakening right now, because it's like, now what, right? And then all of a sudden the businesses start to be less successful, and all of a sudden relationships start to go away. And it's like, whoa, 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 like, this was the promised land, right? This was it. I called myself out as a light worker or a healer, or I talked to dead people or whatever. Like, and they built camp there, right? And they really thought that was it. And if when you really get those folks talking, they'll admit that nothing really changed. Like, they may have more money, but they're not any more satisfied. Like, they're not happy. They don't feel this, like, oh, you know, this I'm in touch with God feeling, or the universe or the divine, whatever you want to call it. And so So there has to be something else, right? We all know that this space exists, but we just don't see it. And again, that leads me right into the conversation about frequency. And it's, you know, the way I describe that is that imagine that there's all these floors and there's an elevator, right? And so you get off of the elevator and you're on a floor and you start to build there. Well, that all you can see is what's on that floor. And there's other frequencies where other whole versions of reality exist, and they're all piled on top of each other, right? And when you start to attune yourself to that, things really do appear differently. It's not that the, like, if you're sitting in a room and you see the walls and you see the artwork on the walls or the doors in the same place or all this other stuff, it's not that when you shift your frequency, all of that goes away. Now, it can, depending on how high you shift your frequency, but for the most part, it's like you shift your frequency up and it's like, whoa. Something's different. And it feels like everything's different, but everything looks the same, right? And that's why I said it's like a fun house, because it's like things are moving a little bit. And it's like, wait, did that, like the black cat just walked by you three times? You know, it's like a running joke in our house is like the Matrix is on a loop, you know? And it's like, oh, there it goes again. It's like the Truman Show, right? But it's true, but you can't see it until you raise your frequency and then you raise it again. And it's, I've had the experience of, you know, levitation, because you catch those frequency waves and they're not as dense. So gravity exists there, but it exists in a different way. And so, you know, and we all get this, like, this is not that bizarre of information. It's just, most of us haven't put it into our practical experience.
Absolutely. And I mean, you just said it best there. I mean, we're aware of this, but the application of it, that's like the next step thing. And you know, that's why it's so powerful that you've created this space and this container that's the net, because I mean, wow. I mean, people have a place to go. I mean, I just remember, like, where am I going? And then I find it. I'm like, oh, I mean, I remember exhaling going, oh, well, this feels right. So I just remember saying my praises on that. Well, you mentioned your people. And if you can, tell us a little bit about the net and what's going on, at Superpower Expert, but Superpower Net particularly.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. So it's been this amazing birthing process. Like, and I'll tell people, we've been at it like formally for 2 years now. And I still feel like we're way in the infancy. And one of our experts, Tatiana Berendei, gave me such a gift. We were talking, and again, part of the secret sauce here is that we work collaboratively and we work transparently. And you cannot do this work and operate in these spaces unless you're willing to grow transparently in the presence of others. And that includes me. Yeah. Like, I'm not exempt from that. And so, you know, you've witnessed many times of me just being present to that and saying, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what's going on. Not from a wallow around in it and co-sign me in my misery, but in I'm facing this, you know, I'm going to work through this, and you all hold that space for me. And so by you all, I'm talking about the podcast hosts and our coaches and our experts and our contributors and everybody who's chosen to step in and play in this arena.
Yeah.
And, but what Tatiana gifted me with was, we were talking one day and it was like, we were hashing through strategically, because we've got the academy coming forward and we've got the coaches program coming forward and all of these great things. And, and she kept saying, well, what about this? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, she goes, I think you already know all this. I was like, weird. Like, I do know. It's like, why have we not implemented some of this stuff yet? And then she was talking about, because she's so deeply embedded in tribal wisdom and some amazing, amazing wisdom from some of the cultures in our world that have tapped into this stuff in a unique way. And she was explaining, and I can't do it as eloquently as she does, of course, but she was explaining how there's a specific tribe or maybe group of tribes that have an understanding that some people, and in her words, she talks about, you know, carry the medicine of working backwards. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And immediately I get like this activation when she says that, but I'm like, say more about that. And so it's kind of the concept of, you know, when we started Superpower Experts, it's like, okay, we need experts. Like, that's our name. Like, that's what we should have. And so we rolled out a number of iterations of expert programs, and we've seen many, many people come and go throughout this model, because the vision is that we have all of these amazing people coming together and working together toward this end, and that the net would serve as this connectivity, the kind of the love and the support and the high frequency connectivity, because to do this work in the world, you really have to be supported. It's impossible to do this alone. I will argue anybody up and down that if they're operating alone, solely alone, then they're still operating in that evolved consciousness, because in the abstract mm-hmm. frequency, there is no separation. You can't be alone. It's impossible. Anyway, that was like my little side note soapbox there, but the, but on the other side of it, but she gifted me with this vision. And so, and it made perfect sense, because that's really what I did, was I stepped fully into the vision, and I've been working backwards ever since. And it's so funny, because, and that's just my process. Of course, there's been so many people along the way that, that have assisted. Justin, you know, my husband and business partner, Neva, you know, our daughter also quickly becoming a business partner. And so it's, you know, it's this whole,
she's so cute. Brilliant.
She said to tell you hi, by the way.
Hi, Neva.
Yeah. So anyway, she keeps a close watch on everything, but she, but what she gifted me with was my willingness and ability to say, oh, okay. Like, I have been working towards something. It's just, we've been working backwards, and we've almost worked ourselves back completely to the beginning, where most people start building businesses, which is, you know, doing some marketing, having the sales funnels. But what happened in that 2-year period was we had the entire foundation already done. And so that's 2 years of podcasting content. That's a whole entire social network, which is the net. You know, we took it off of Facebook about 6 months in, because we saw the writing on the wall, and we knew what Facebook was going to do. This is one of the benefits to having superpowers, right?
Yes.
When you choose to listen to your guidance, you can really be ahead of things. But we knew what was going to happen there. And so we created an entire social network that has a learning platform, a group platform, like all of it's there. And it was so weird, because it just sat there for a little bit, like, now what? Like, what is this thing? And what I've learned over the process is to really allow the birthing to occur and the maturation to occur in its own timing. And so what the superpower net exists to be is that kind of gathering place for change agents, specifically the people who know they're here to change the world, need guidance and support and love and connectivity and resources. And it is virtually impossible to be able to fund, unless you're raising capital, a project that can generate the resources like what working collaboratively does for you. And so by us coming together, and we have folks that come in as experts, we have folks that, like I said, the coaches program is going to be rolled out formally. The formal program right now is the one that you're in the middle of, the podcast hosting program, which I'm so excited about.
That is awesome.
Well, I contend that hosting your own show is the fastest, most effective way to build your own cellular confidence and to step into those influencer roles, which is where we really need those change agents. And I have empirical evidence. You know, Neva started hosting her show a year ago, and last November did a keynote in front of 2,000 people, and she's 8.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Think about that, listeners, for just a second. Let that sit in for just a moment. That is truly amazing. Wow.
She is amazing in and of herself.
She is.
And
yes, she is.
It's because she had the resources and the support and the tools and all of these things, and the collaboration mindset and the people who love and support her. Like, all of those components are there. And I think that all of us need that. You know, and it's why, you know, when people come into a program with me, if they're working individually with me, you know, one of the key components of that is they have to sign off saying, like, I get that Tonya loves me. Like, and I'm okay with that, because you're going to hear me say it. I don't end a coaching call without telling you how much I love you, because that, we need to hear that, you know.
That's huge for me.
Thank you. It took me a long time to step into that space.
It was, for me, that was just, that really changed my world. Really, it did. So thank you for stepping into that space and, you know, finding that place to come from, because, I could go into extended detail about, you know, how much meaning it had, but, I think everybody gets it. Tony, that is amazing. Everything you just shared. We're going to be closing things, out here for today, but I'd like to just ask one last thing before we sign off. What is a place that the listeners can go to find out more about everything you've shared and what's going on with the net? Can you give them some place to go to find out more about you?
Absolutely. So, of course, Superpower Experts, like I mentioned before, there's a quiz on the homepage, but you can also go to the net that's in the toolbar, but also or in the menu bar, but you can also just do /the net. So superpowerexperts.com/thenet and go and read a little bit about it. You can join up there. It's super affordable, folks. Like, that was part of my guidance, was we had to make a place where people could participate and not feel any pressure. And so it's, you know, I think it's $49 a month. I mean, super affordable just to come in. Oh, yeah. And if nothing else, we do a psychic Saturday call, you know, once a month, and you get to jump on and do I do card readings for people, and we just kind of gather in that space. But there's lots of benefits to being a member of the net, classes and connection to the experts and the groups and all kinds of fun stuff. And so it's really a very cost-effective way for you to just kind of dip your toe into what's going on around here. And the more you choose to come and play in that space, the more opportunity that's presented to you. And so it's a really cool synergy that happens.
Yeah, it is. And you know it right away. When you get started, you know it right away. And, you know, I couldn't agree more with everything you just shared there with that information, Tonya. Well, I want to, Tonya, thank you so much for joining me today. I mean, it's really a joy. It's certainly an honor to share in this space with you. And it just, again, it means the world to have you on and to sharing a little bit about, you know, your story and how Superpower Experts, the reason it's here, and a little bit about what led up to that. And thank you so much, Tonya, for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you so much for your courage. And you are the, you know, illustration, you're the embodiment of doing the work. And I continue to be in awe of you and the spaces that you step into. Your mantle is a particularly challenging one with regard to some of the spaces that you're carving open. And it's, I'm always in awe of you and your courage and bravery in being true to who you are. And you're weaving together a really beautiful tapestry. I'm just honored to witness. So thank you.
You're welcome, Tonya. Thank you. That means a lot to hear that. Thanks so much. And you are a true visionary in every sense of the word. I want to also, of course, thank the listeners as well. And until next time, be bold, stay true, and unveil your creative superpowers.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today. Get up and I show.